This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having fun here on The Usual Suspects. One in the books, two to go, 2 hours left of the big show. Nick, Barry, Joel on a Tuesday. Yes, we know we have Way Back Wednesday tomorrow. Some of you are already making suggestions. We will take them and plan accordingly.
Should we? So somebody suggested that we do songs about cheating because the Red Sox are cheaters.
It's at least kind of relevant at the very minimum.
Matt Peralt suggested that?
We could also do songs about basketball or something related
to. Season opens up tonight.
Yeah, related to basketball. I don't know how. There's only one song about basketball.
You're Curtis Blow.
Yeah, that's it.
But you're excited anyway because NBA starts. You can't wait to get your round ball fix on.
I can't wait to not watch it. I am so...
You got that spreadsheet ready and everything, huh? it down.
Listen, I'm going to pull back the curtain and give the listener some insight, at least to me.
Okay.
The amount of show prep that I did for football, the beginning of the football season, college and pro. And the amount of prep that I did for the baseball season, I would say somewhere in the neighborhood of like baseball, maybe eight to 12 hours. Mm-hmm. Football, maybe 14 hours. I spent a good 25 minutes this morning prepping for the basketball season.
Well, you don't need to. You got Encyclopedia Jones of basketball next to you that spends hours in a dark basement watching hoops games.
That's right. So I was like, I made my list of who I think is going to make the playoffs and in what order. And then you guys can help out, fill in the rest.
There's me. I mean, I was just talking about Nick.
But I'm just like...
So you need us to do the number crunching and the analytics,
Nick,
and all
Nick,
that
I want
stuff.
Your spreadsheet this afternoon. Would you email it to me?
Now, yeah, I'll do that.
You guys know I'm nerdy enough that when it comes time, I'll bust out the spreadsheet for basketball. That's not a problem. But it's just the want to, right? The care. It's my third favorite sport.
Yeah, everybody's different.
It's my third favorite sport, so I don't put as much time and effort into it. You guys know I'll watch all the games. I'll participate in the conversations, but I just don't have the love affair that you two have.
Different strokes for different folks. Yeah. I'm not going to fault you for that. You know what? And to be honest with you, especially because the league is starting to try and avoid all the back-to-backs and the four games and five nights, they're starting earlier. They're reducing the length of preseason. It snuck up on me. I didn't realize the Rockets' last preseason game was Friday night. And then to realize, hey, they're getting it going for real. I knew the Rockets played Wednesday night, home opener. But to have two games tonight, Thunder and Warriors, in which the Warriors get their rings. Yeah. And the early game is Boston and Philly, which isn't a bad game. But I'm not sure I'm ready with baseball playoffs and everything like that. I'm not sure I'm ready for NBA to start this soon.
I mean, for most people, it starts, after Christmas.
Yes, I knew you were going to say that,
too. A lot of people say that.
In between there. I believe that it starts, like, November 1.
Yeah, some people say Thanksgiving. Some people say Christmas. Some people say January.
I mean, it's our job, right? So I'll watch all as much as I can. I'm glad now that this is my favorite time of year because there's basketball on, there's football on, and there's baseball on.
Yeah.
All the way through the end of October. So this last couple of weeks in October, I should say, probably my favorite time of year because you get to watch the three majors. And if you have a good team in all three, then it's really fun, If you're in Boston, you're living the dream right now. You've got the Patriots, you've got the Red Sox, and the Celtics getting ready to kick off. You're in hog heaven. Astros, you got two out of three. Sorry, Texans fans, suck it. It's not good.
Sorry,
Texans fans, but the suck
but
it might have
suck.
Gone a little
but
bit too
I'm a
far.
Texans fan, so I told myself this. I'm self-sucking it. That's not, that came out
that
wrong.
That is definitely being isolated.
Boy. That is,
say that again.
I was my Marilyn Manson. I'm having two ribs removed. Which, did you ever hear that?
Yes.
That can't be true, right? Like that dude.
So he can pleasure himself.
Yeah, that dude. That's not true. That's not. No, that's
Nothing
not what's
would
holding
surprise
you back.
Me with that dude. Though.
That's not what's holding you back, though. is the ribs, right? I mean, that can't be. It's not like you're like, oh, well, I got this. You know, I'm weird. Working with this all 2 inches of this, but it's just these ribs holding me back. That's
going a little
but
bit too
I'm a
far.
Texans fan, so I told myself this. I'm self-sucking it.
And
you're welcome.
An isolation is born. Let's just put it that way.
You're welcome.
Oh, that was amazing. That was amazing.
I hate hearing myself, by the way. I really do. I hate driving home and then they play a promo of us and we have to listen to it. I hate it. I hate the way I sound. And people will be like, man, you have a great radio voice. The guys at Vortex were saying, dude, yeah, you have a great radio voice. I'm like, really?
That means they know nothing about radio
voices.
They just
lied.
Because I've been told I have a good radio voice. And
by
that
who?
Is absolute.
Helen Keller?
Well, it could have been.
Chicks.
Really? Do chicks tell you have a hot voice?
I can't remember a single chick ever telling me I have a hot voice. Right? Not one single chick.
Really? Well, yeah. That's not good.
Not a single chick. Nope.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like my own voice either. I hate hearing it.
Yeah. Which is a bad thing for radio.
Yeah, and I've always been that way. Because I'm with you. When I hear the promos and everything like that, or they ask you to cut something, and they go, you okay with this, how it sounds? I'm like, whatever you guys think. I don't want to hear it. I don't like it. I didn't even like my own voice on my voicemail.
Really?
And when they play it back, are you okay with this? Would you like to re-record? I'm just like, just leave it. I'm done.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
I'm with you. So Rockets tomorrow night. I will say this. Don't sleep on the team they're playing. New Orleans Pelicans are better than people think.
Are they going to be a top four team? Y'all just want to do our predictions?
We can. I don't think they're a top four team, but
not
I think they're
a playoff
team. I think they're a playoff
team. No, I don't know. I don't want to do my predictions just yet.
Oh, you're not ready?
Nah.
Nick's doing his 25 minutes of research right now.
I was going to say, what are we doing them? We're doing them today, though, right? Because the season starts today.
What? Were you planning on doing that?
I'm ready. I told you. I did my 25 minutes.
That's the I'm a liar face that you got on right now.
No, he is ready. He's absolutely
ready.
You
got the spreadsheet out and everything?
I didn't have to see it. I already knew.
No.
I already knew. It's on.
Eighth seed in the West, Spurs. Suck it.
There's been some documentation, Nick, that showed us that he was ready.
I mean, I could talk about it lightly. Like, there's some people out there that think the Lakers are not going to make the playoffs. I'm not ready to give you a number, but I don't disagree with that.
You can put me on that list.
Well,
I don't.
You're not alone. You're definitely not alone.
I'm not as high on them as other people.
I don't have them making the playoffs.
You're not alone. So there's a lot of people that feel that way.
I mean, there's a guy out there. Stephen A. says they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals. No, they're not.
Stephen A. Smith said they would be in the finals?
Says the Lakers are going to be in the Western Conference Finals.
He's...
Wow.
That's ridiculous to me.
If I knew him, I would call him a dumbass, but I don't know him, so I'm not going to.
I'm sure you've called him a dumbass already on this show.
Maybe. I call everybody a dumbass, so who knows? It's very possible.
I'm of the belief the Lakers will make the playoffs. I just don't think they're going to be as great as others do, including Vegas, thinking that they're like a top three team in the West.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that means Vegas thinks they're better than either the Rockets, mm-hmm. Jazz, mm-hmm. Thunders, Blazers, some combination there,
right.
Pelicans.
Yeah.
I don't know that the Lakers are better than any of those, even with LeBron. Does he have enough support? LeBron is great, but
here's the question
best
for
player
you.
On the planet, but when you've got... I've seen some people say, that team can shoot.
With a question.
Really?
I'm going to answer your question with a question. Did he have enough support last year? Because there's no way that team had any business being in the finals, let alone in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
And he willed them all the way through, just couldn't get them over the hump.
I think that the role players that they had on that team were better than the role players on the Lakers.
I completely agree with that, though. I, to be honest with you, in my personal opinion, answering your question is, I think that team is trash.
Lakers?
I think that, this year's Lakers team, they're a year away.
Because
that's when they'll get the other max players in and do the things. But they've brought in so many head cases.
You know,
Lance Stephenson, who is blowing in his ear and trying to get under his skin for years.
That's his new J.R. Smith.
Okay, we'll see. But at least
I would take J.R. Smith
he
over
He had
Lance
a relationship
Stevenson.
With J.R. Smith when no one else wanted him. He wanted him because he and J.R. were friends. I don't think he and Lance were tight. All right, JaVale McGee. Cuckoo. And to the fact that he leads Shaq in a fool. Rajon Rondo, who as a point guard and as a coach on the court, yes, but he has his issues. He goes off the handle.
Well, here's the problem with just Rajon Rondo. You've got Ball and you've got LeBron James. Who's handling the ball? There's not enough ball to go around just from a distribution standpoint. Because we all know, one, I read something, and I'm not going to take credit for this take, but I read somewhere, based on this lineup, LeBron's going to be playing the four or the five.
Oh, but you got Kyle Kuzma.
Based on this lineup. Okay, but
you
still...
believe they put his ass at the five?
Yes.
In one of the preseason games?
But yes, you know why? Because the West and the NBA and basketball in general has gotten small. Away from a real center. Aside from give me five legitimate centers, and I'll start you with one. Boogie Cousins, because of his size and everything like that. Other than Boogie Cousins, I can name. I mean, and again, I study the game, but to name five traditional centers that are left in the NBA, it's a challenge.
That's true, but the last time Kuzma played center was in middle school.
Yeah, I don't think Kuzma's a center.
He even said it. The last time I played center was in middle
school. He's a rangy four, but he's not a five.
But basically, you're counting. This is a team that's now counting on LeBron to be the big man. And he's also the guy. He's ball
to
dominant.
To start. Now, you got JaVale McGee.
He's going
to
be bringing the ball. Yeah, but I mean, that's going to be the rest. They're going to spell whoever, whether he's playing the four or the five, but. You've got LeBron, who's probably, you want him bringing the ball up. So now you've got your center bringing the ball up or your power forward bringing the ball up. What is Rondo going to do? You're not going to rely on Rondo to shoot. You're not going to, certainly not going to rely on Lonzo Ball to be a shooter. So now you got two guys over there that their main job, the best thing that they do on the court is distribute the ball. Are you going to take that out of LeBron James' hands? It doesn't make sense. They've got too much of one thing over there.
Plus, and not enough shooting. Even
Beasley's
Ball,
on there, too. So there's another scorer and another bit of a head case, like you mentioned.
Yeah,
before.
But he's a guy that at least has put up good numbers when he's played in the league. He played here for a year and did well for the Rockets.
Yep.
But I think the other thing that you got to factor in, Barry, it's not just Ball that can't shoot. Rajon Rondo can't shoot.
That's what I said. Rondo and Ball can't shoot, but they can distribute. But
keep going. There's more people in that lineup. If you go and look for a pure shooter on the Los Angeles Lakers, the only guy that you can bring up is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. And LeBron's not a pure shooter, per se, but LeBron makes shots. He's a scorer. But other than that, Brandon Ingram's not – he's a scorer. He's not more of a shooter. They lack a lot. That's why I'm just not ready to say they're a top four team in the West. Yeah. Definitely not top three. So we can continue to kick it around. RIP, by the way, Paul Allen, the owner of the Portland Trailblazers and the Seattle Seahawks, and one of the co-founders of Microsoft, along with Bill Gates, passed away yesterday. I worked for him for years. I'm sure he doesn't know who the hell I was, but believe me, he knew who to call when his satellite dish on his yacht somewhere wasn't getting the Blazer game that night on the road, and I was the guy that had to get it done. But great man, great for sports. Very sad story, died of cancer. So rest in peace to Paul Allen. I meant to throw that in there yesterday. But we'll continue to roll on. We'll get to NBA later, and maybe if we got to table it till tomorrow based on Nick's picks. I don't know. We'll get to it tomorrow.
Yeah. It's fine.
But we got plenty of football to get to as well and other things. So we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to reach the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP Listener Line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Right now, I'll tell you about my good man Mattress Mac and Gallery Furniture. I told you, he tries to make it convenient and easy for you to buy furniture in the Houston area. You already know his name and his face and his commercials, but just know that he always has your best interest when you're looking for furniture in the Houston area. He's got three locations now to better serve you: Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland, the Galleria area, and of course, the mainstay I-45 North exit Tidwell Parker both ways. We were talking about Astros. You want to talk about how much you believe in your Astros? Go spend $3,000 or more in bedroom furniture like Tempur-Pedic, Stearns and Foster, and all the great American-made furniture that Mac has in his store for the bedroom. And if the Astros win it all at the end of the year, you get it all for free. So it's a way for doubling down. You need furniture, but you believe in your Astros. Go take a shot at Gallery Furniture. Other than that, all the furniture in Gallery Furniture is solid wood. It's American-made. It's built to last. And Stickley is one of the main brands that they have, whether it be leather or upholstered furniture. And whatever you buy today, you get tonight. They deliver it within 3 to 4 hours. There's no backorder slips. If you see it on the showroom floor, you'll have it at your door. And the main thing that Gallery does that he always believes in and always says is something that you should take heed in no matter what else you hear about Gallery Furniture, and that is Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, did you guys hear? We are throwing a pub crawl party with It's a Houston Thing on Saturday, October 20th. I'm so mad that I'm going to be out of town. I really wanted to do this and get in on this pub crawl. This sounds like a lot of fun. And it is the first annual Houston Sports Pub Crawl brought to you by my guys at Thrive Plus. I was just talking about it. It's going to be huge, too. That's why I'm sad I'm missing it. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, get them now. Houstonians repping Houston sports while getting their drink on at a $10 special. Oh, sorry. 10 special hosting venues. My bad. I read that wrong. There's 10 venues total. That's a lot for a pub crawl. That's great. And the cool thing is your ticket comes with a limited edition Houston Sports Be Someone t-shirt. You get the pub crawl wristband. You get a cup. You get a koozie. You get some Thrive Plus samples that you're going to need and want. And it says drinks just $3, $3 for drinks. You can't beat that. Now, here's the thing, though. Get your tickets now. The prices are going to go up, and they will continue to go up until the pub crawl actually happens. So get online and go get them right now. You can get general and VIP tickets. They're available at htxpubcrawls.com, htxpubcrawls.com. Man, you get to hang out with Fred. You get to hang out with other listeners, whether they be suspects or what is it? Benchers? Bench warmers? What do they call them?
Sons of Bench.
Sons of Benches.
Sons of Benches.
Blitzers. Yeah, it's suspects will all be there, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sad I'm going to miss it.
There you have it. So yeah, times. I mean, it should be. I like the t-shirt, too. Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Very, very cool. Obviously, the overpass that has the B symbol.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like a black and white of that with nice. The color of the shirt. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, man. Yes. You get that. You get all that swag. You get the koozie and stuff like that.
So, Nick, grab me the shirt, will you, when you go through the crawl? If you're still crawling, grab me the shirt.
That's 10 bars. I can't do that. 10 bars? I look unprofessional enough on Twitter.
I have total confidence. I'm not trying to do it in person. You can do that. You absolutely could do that. If you wanted to, you could do that.
10 bars? I mean, you literally have to have one drink.
What's the difference between you having 12 drinks at one bar or 10 drinks at 10 bars?
Well, I don't know if I can. I mean, 10 drinks, dude, that's a lot. 10 beers is different. 10 drinks?
But just have beers. Just drink like a, you know, low, what is it, ABV? Beer.
Yeah.
Drink, you know what you do? Here's what you do, Nick. You go to the bartender and you say, can I get O'Doul's in a plastic cup?
No.
And then they'll pour it, and then you look like, you're like, oh, yeah, this is, you know, a reserve select stock. And that means nothing to anybody. But then you just look like you're some beer snob that's drinking something special, and all you're really doing is drinking O'Doul's. Is O'Doul's the only non-alcoholic beer?
No,
I feel like there's another one.
There's got to be
one.
A lot.
There's more than one.
Is there?
From okay. domestic beers, there's two. But you're right. O'Doul's was the one that everybody mentions, but I think there's another one. But yeah, I mean, Nick, you could do it easily.
I think you could.
It's really not that easy. You guys think I can hold alcohol?
I do.
I think you've had a lot of practice.
Indeed.
I have, but it's not to the extent that you think.
I think I could do 10 bars and 10 drinks. I would be absolutely bleep-faced yeah. by the 10th.
Here's the one that'll make you guys both
I
left.
Could still do
I
it.
I think I could do it.
Yeah. I don't think you'd make 10 bars.
I think, I could.
I don't think Barry would make 10 bars. I think you'd be stopping by a Forever 21 first before you'd make it through all 10 bars.
I drink a lot that day.
Barry drunk in Forever 21 has happened.
You think I had more than 10 drinks at the beach?
Oh, dude, you were carrying. You brought basic. You were the alcohol source
exactly.
that day.
Exactly. So you don't think I could do 10 shots of Crown?
No.
No.
I don't think
not
so.
Not shots. I mean, even Fred was saying he was going to pace himself with like 6 ounce beers.
I would probably, what I would do is
that's
I would.
Smart.
Yeah, what is it? Beer than liquor, never sicker?
Right, it's correct. Liquor than beer
have
in the
no
clear.
Fear. Yeah, so I would probably start off with a couple of shots and then have a beer.
Now,
couple
you do realize
shots, beer.
We're going to get tweets and we're going to get texts that we said that wrong.
Yeah, just like the day I screwed up the whole snake thing. Boy, the text line lit up. You're going to get someone killed, Barry. That's not the same for snakes. Oh, yeah, whatever. I don't care. Whatever.
I had seen but I seriously, I'm a huge fan. I want to talk to those shirts, the t-shirts, and I think you'd really like it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind having one. I may just buy a ticket just to get the shirt, to be honest with you.
It's actually, if you think about it, it's probably a fair trade-off.
The last time I saw the price, it was actually really worth it. And that's why I'm telling you guys, get the tickets now. What the hell did I say the website was? htxpubcrawls.com. Dude, it's worth it just to get the shirt and then the swag. You get the cup and the koozie and all that. Trust me, you're doing well when you do that. And then you get to go hang out with Fred and drink. Tyler wanted to know, sorry guys, just now tuning in. Shame on you, first of all, Tyler. Where correct. You been, you jerk? Stupid,
wow.
stupid face.
Lame!
But he said, did y'all talk about the Rockets jersey sponsorship? No.
We did not.
Herbie Hancock has brought his sponsorship to light, Rocket. It's a new phone.
It's a prepaid phone service.
Prepaid
phone
that
service. I never heard of in this country, so I'm not sure.
R-O-K.
I-T. Yep.
I-T.
Yep.
So it's got IT in it, Barry. It's right down your alley.
It's another revenue stream for teams, and I'm assuming a bit of a revenue stream for the NBA itself, because I'm sure they're getting a piece. And
no, they're not. Each team, that's a revenue piece just for themselves.
Are you really? Sure it's mm-hmm. R-O-C-I-T?
The NBA's just going to let them make money like that.
R-O-K-I-T.
R-O-K-I-T.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to look it up.
Well, that's not a good sign if you can't find it.
Rock brand launches Rocket Humanity cell phone. What is Rock brand? R-O-C? R-O-K? I don't know. A global company whose mission is to provide to improve the lifestyles of mankind around the world with a diverse offering. That's such corporate speak.
Mm-hmm.
They start throwing in diverse and offering and words like that. They're just trying to be. Yeah, I don't see where it says. I mean, the wire, the business wire thing I'm looking at is out of L.A.
Well, Barry, let me just tell you that Rocket's a humanity first telecommunications business.
See? Corporate speak.
Offers consumer state-of-the-art mobile handsets, which are phones, wireless connectivity, cell phones, at an unbeatable value.
Cricket.
Their website. You want to know how many followers they have?
How many?
Think about it now. This is a global phone company.
Yeah?
156.
156?
Total.
For what? Their Twitter?
Yep.
No way. Their Twitter has 156 followers.
Go to Rocket_official or wow. At Rocket Official, and you'll find you and 156 of your friends.
Boy, here's the Rocket collection. The Rocket One features camera. That's what they lead with. That's
well,
it's got a camera and it's got some buttons.
No more flip phones for you. You got a phone and a camera.
Oh no, I'm not there yet.
Oh.
It's just a very generic. It's like our phone features state-of-the-art buttons and an earpiece so you can hear words. It's like what? Clamshell design.
Oh, so many jokes there I won't go to.
Front and rear camera on the Rocket IO Lite. I mean, these are just... Here's the cost of their phones. $34.99, $39.99, $59.99, $114.99, and $249.99.
What a bargain.
Don't know. It's... I don't know. I can't see where they're located on or what they're... Yeah, I don't know. It says the corporation includes Rock Vision, Rock Drinks, including beer, Irish whiskey, Rock Water, Rock Stars, Rock Books. Boy, they make everything. UK, headquartered in the United Kingdom and Southern California.
Well,
there you go.
Get ready for the Twitter pictures now, from London.
This is now the logo that's going to be on the Rockets jersey.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is, how much did they pay for this? Do we know?
Millions.
Oh, of course.
Rockets paid or yeah. The Rocket?
No,
paid?
No, the Rockets get paid.
Yeah. Rocket, R-O-K-I-T, paid. You think 10 mil?
Probably about 10 mil a year, I would guess. Yep.
Man, that's a lot per follower.
156. Where's that money coming from?
Man, from those $34.99 phones.
Evidently, you got a rocket in your pocket. Because somebody does if they got that much money to sponsor the team with 156 followers on their Twitter account.
That's crazy.
Where else are they getting? Does England have a different version of Twitter we're missing?
Who knows? Jeremy on the stream said, hey, is there a Forever 21 near the pub crawl? Shut up, sir. I'm not going to be there. I hate you, Jeremy.
Top 10 non-alcoholic beers. Coors non-alcoholic.
Isn't that the same thing?
O'Doul's Amber.
Shots fired at Granado.
Bush non-alcoholic. Heineken Buckler non-alcoholic. St. Pauli non-alcoholic. Guinness Caliber.
Never heard of it.
O'Doul's Green and Beck's non-alcohol.
Beck's I have heard of.
Okay. Hmm. So those are the top 10 according to thetakeout.com, who did a survey. Esquire, your favorite magazine, might have more. I don't know.
Esquire's my favorite?
I don't know.
Hmm. It's news to me.
GQ?
I used to be a fan.
I
used
too.
To have a subscription to GQ.
Then I got married and it all went to crap.
I had a subscription to Maxim. My wife at one point got me a subscription to Playboy. Yeah. How cool was that for a year? And then, nope.
That's enough. She said 1 year. That's it.
She just says, I'm not paying for that anymore. You want it, you pay for it. And I'm like, yeah, it's not that important.
My mom didn't care.
It's free on the internet.
She got me Playboy.
She did?
Yeah.
Look at that. She didn't know, did she?
No, no. She said she liked to read the articles.
No, whatever.
I'm being dead serious.
Really?
My mom used to read like novels in like 2 hours, 3 hours. But she's like, she was interested in the entertainment.
Take me 3 minutes to read a Playboy.
Exactly. Give or take. A lot of give, a lot of take. Okay, so we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to join the show, Q is on hold. He's going to want to get in here next segment. So we're going to talk second half of the show with Q opening up. But we're also going to continue to roll on and have a spot for you. So 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, and we'll continue to roll on with the second half of the show. Right now, I do want to tell you about the good people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff do a fantastic job providing energy for your business or for your family at a great rate with no contractual issues that a lot of other people experience with a lot of other companies. How do I know? Well, because I signed up with them about a year ago. I can tell you I've saved thousands over my previous energy provider over the last 12 months. And how do I know that on a monthly basis? Well, because weekly they give me, and I just got one today, a breakdown of when I'm using energy. When are my high points during the day? When are the low points? So I can pinpoint if there's something that I've left on or something's running that might boost my bill a little more than I thought it should be. It's all part of the way they do business. They're going to make sure they take care of you. You're going to get a human being on the phone, not an automated system. They're going to ask you as many questions as you ask them because they want to figure out all of these key issues in your life of when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Is it for business? Is it for personal? And they go from there. So check them out. 844-INFUSE2. Just give them a call and they'll walk you through. 844-463-8732. Or you can log on to infuseenergy.com. Right off the top, you mentioned ESPN 97.5, you're going to get a $25 bill credit, and they're going to go from there. They're affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Trust me when I tell you, you need to infuse energy into your life.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. Joel, Barry, Nick, 4 o'clock is when the Blitz takes over for us. If you want to get on the phone line, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. You can call that number or you can text that number. And if it's a good enough text, I'll read it. If it sucks like some of these, I'll just delete it. And that's just how that goes. You can hit us up on Twitter, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, at Barry is funny. On the phone now, though, Q wanted to talk a little bit about Bill Belichick. Q, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How goes it, man?
What up, man?
Man, it's a good day in Houston. Look, so I know it's a couple of days past the Sunday night game, and I'm a Texans fan through and through, but I have to recognize greatness when I see greatness. On one hand, Bill Belichick's team in the first half really limited Mahomes, right? Mm-hmm. But then Andy Reid made some great adjustments at halftime and made it a game in the second half. And that just shows that those are two of the best coaches in our game. So my question is, let's say hypothetically for some reason John Madden stopped making the football game, right? What NFL coach do you think would take over in that aspect? I know it'll sound weird to not have a Madden football game. Will it be like Bill Belichick football, which I don't really like because I think the soundtrack would be whack. It would be like classical music or something. And to add on to that, if basketball started naming it after a coach, who would it be as well as NCAA? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Appreciate the call, Q. Not the same Q.
No.
Somebody tweeted us and was like, let me know when Q's call is done so I can listen again. Yeah.
Q-Tip.
Trevor.
Q.
Yeah, wrong Q, Trevor. Bert. It's safe to come back, Trevor. It was not the Q you were thinking of.
Is it safe to say, though, that Madden's not on the cover boy of that game because of his coaching? It's more because of the personality he became in the broadcasting booth.
Yeah, it had more to do with broadcasting, I believe.
Because of that alone, I would say that one of the people that would probably be the leading candidate if they were going to replace it would be Gruden. He's a personality. They got he has the Chucky nickname. No matter how bad he craps the bed with the Raiders this time around.
I mean, to play along for his question about coaching,
yeah.
Who would you say?
Oh, I thought he was saying just who would be the next person to be on the video game.
Right. I think he was saying coach-wise.
I don't think that. I mean, look, we've talked about this in the past. In terms of the last two dynasties in our lifetime that we have seen in basketball and in football, Belichick and Greg Popovich.
Would be the NBA 2K version. And then he said basketball. I mean,
well, I'm saying basketball's Popovich, football. Well, he said Belichick, NBA and he said NCAA, college.
Yeah.
And Saban. So there's your three in my estimation.
No, college basketball. They don't have college football.
Were you just talking specifically covers of the video game or okay. just.
Or named after. Like, you know how you call it Madden 2012?
I don't think you ever lose the Madden name for football.
That wasn't his point. His point was what if
you did.
If they lost the naming rights or had to redo
who would
it
be?
Who would it
so,
be?
So there's mine. Coach K, college basketball. Saban, if there was a college football. Gruden and Popovich.
Okay. I think. I wouldn't be surprised if they did have to rename the franchise. I don't think they would go with a name, but if they did, it wouldn't surprise me if they went throwback and did something like Lombardi.
It's a good call.
It's not a bad call at all.
That's a ridiculous idea, though.
But, I mean, I could see them doing something like that. For NBA basketball...
Literally, you're like putting God on the cover of a football game if you put Lombardi.
Oh, boy.
I'm just
saying. Maybe they stick with that theme since it's all EA Sports. Maybe they go Lombardi, Red Auerbach.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And then maybe like a Dean Smith for college basketball.
Good call there, too. John Wooden. John Wooden would be the legendary trifecta. Coach
yeah,
of all coaches.
There you go. There you go. That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
I like it.
So a good call.
Interesting
Q.
question, Q. Yeah.
Better than the normal Q or
Albert Martinez hit me up.
Just asking.
I mean, I love our Q, but that was a lot
hey guys,
smoother.
Great show.
That sounds like Clarence.
No, okay. Now you guys think
every caller that Joel does is
you
basically
win,
Clarence.
Now I'm not doing any more impersonating.
Albert Martinez said lawn question.
Hammered him. Get rid of it.
I just moved and my dog's already digging up. Yeah, I can just tell you now I have no idea. I don't have a dog and I wouldn't. He wants to know how to stop his dog from digging. Let me tell you what I did. So when we first got our old cat, when we first got the 19-year-old cat, he would pull up the carpet.
Okay? It was pre-2000.
Yeah.
It's a way back Wednesday cat.
Yeah, it's a way back
Wednesday cat.
So this cat, when we first got him, we lived in an apartment and he was tearing up the carpet. He had found this one little spot, and he would go there and just shred it.
Oh, I can answer your question.
And so what I did is I put cayenne pepper on that spot where he would shred it. And that was the last time he went to that spot and shredded it.
Interesting.
He didn't shred it anywhere else.
Did it color the carpet?
Yeah, no. I mean, I just put a little, along the crack there. Okay. It was a brownish carpet, so it didn't matter.
So you put some brown stuff in the crack?
Yeah. And so the byproduct of that was, though, is that a small piece of that cayenne pepper got into his eye.
Oh.
And his eye has been like leaking for 19 years. Every picture we have of this cat, he's got his eye leaks. It's basically just drains nonstop.
So in short, cayenne is a bad idea.
Because they make at the pet store sour apple spray, which for any cat or dog that likes
I'm
to chew on
you,
things.
Get that.
So you're the reason why your cat's blind.
No, I'm the reason he has a leaky eye. I'll show you a picture. It's just, he gets just gunk. You know how some people.
You Stevie Wonder
cat.
So
basically, Barry pepper sprayed his cat.
No! I kind of.
He pepper sprayed his cat. Let's be honest.
I mean, honey, someone told me to do
this?
That.
How so, do we spin this?
And then someone else, when we first got him, I came home one day and I couldn't find him anywhere. I was like, where is this cat at? He was just a kitten.
He probably didn't know where he was at. He was flying from the cayenne pepper.
He was asleep on the microwave. And this is how I can tell you, like, people, remember when we talked about cats, somebody said, oh, they get on your counters? This is how I can tell you that my cat doesn't get on the counters. Because one, somebody said cats don't like water. To get a little water gun and spray them. True. And they'll stop that what you're true. Doing. Well, I didn't have a water gun, and he was on the microwave, so I filled a glass with water and just threw it on
him. Oh, see, you're such a...
And he's never been on the counter since then. Now, something else that somebody said is to take pie pans and put mouse traps in them. And when they hit the pie pan and it activates the mouse trap, the noise scares the crap out of them, and they'll never come back to that spot.
So I feel like you can discipline a cat sometimes easier than a dog. Is that true?
I don't know about that.
I mean, with the way he's
cats
doing
are pretty stubborn. Dogs are intelligent.
Yeah, dogs will follow certain cues and leads, and cats, even your voice. If your voice has a certain inflection in it, they can respond to that.
They're going
to
do what they want to do.
But there you go, cat owners. Just use cayenne pepper for everything.
Don't. Unless you want to
make
cat
your cats
a,
go blind
a,
because Barry said so.
Nick, in advance, I want you to forgive me for this, okay. But I can answer Barry's texter's gardening question.
Oh God!
The way you stop a dog from digging in your yard?
Cut his feet off.
Nope. Mm. Take some of their poop, put it in the hole that they dug, and then put dirt over it. And guaranteed they will not dig in that same spot ever again.
Had no idea. I didn't have that
answer. You know how I got... I'm going to get myself out of this with you, Nick. You know how I got that answer? My lawn guy told me. My lawn guy's the one that told me, hey, if you ever want to stop a dog from digging, you take some of their poop, put it in the hole, then cover it up with the rest of the sod or dirt that they dug up. They'll never go back to it.
Why is that? They
smell?
Know.
I guess.
Because they think this is their area. They don't want to tear it up.
I haven't had that problem. I mean, I had more problem with my dog, like, chewing up the corners of the walls more than anything else.
So like when they were teething. A psycho.
Like when they were teething. I didn't have, like, digging issues. My dog is a bit of a psycho.
I tried it, and it worked. Just letting you know.
Somebody, Travis Porter, said, try ground black pepper to discourage your dog from digging. No, might damage an eye.
Barry, look who showed up on the call board.
Yeah, Cube Deanie.
Q-Bert, Q-Dini, Q's.
He wants to respond to the last caller. Do we have time? Q, we're up against a break, so make it quick. What's up?
Hey, guys. First of all, I just got in the truck, and who is this fake Q calling?
I don't know. It's just a Q. There's another Q out there, Q-Dini.
No, it's a fake Q. Nobody cares about Bill Belichick or Tom Brady or the Patriots. And we're grown-ass men on this show. We don't play video games. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate it, Q Dini. Yeah,
none of those things ever pop up. Good to hear from you, Q.
I play, so, okay.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Hour number 2, 3-hour show. That means we still got plenty of time on the clock. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, you can tweet. Also want to remind you one more time about Josh Pesikoff and his staff at Infuse Energy. I switched. You should too. Why? Well, because they're going to save you money, get you a quality rate, lock you into a contract that is going to be great because it's going to pay attention to when you need energy. When you use it the most, when you use it the least, whether you use it for your business or your home, they're going to take care of you 100% of the time. They're honest. That means if another company in town can beat their prices, they're going to let you know. It's painful for them, but it's better for you. And therefore, they want you to remember that the next time you're looking for energy, that they can be trusted. They're not trying to screw you over, pull the wool over your eyes. They're 100% honest, and they're going to provide you with energy any and every time you need it. I switched, and I saved thousands from the year before. You can too, especially with how hot the summers get around here. Check them out online at infuseenergy.com, or you can pick up the phone and call 844-INFUSE2. That's 844-463-8732. Mention ESPN 97.5, $25 bill credit right off the top, and they go from there. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back, 100% green energy at your fingertips. I'm telling you, check out infuseenergy.com. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on the Usual Suspects, hour two, 3 hour show right here on ESPN 97.5. We'll be joined by the sports mappers at the top of the hour as we will simulcast on 94.1, and that'll take you through till 7 o'clock, all the way through the Blitz as well as our show. Good things ahead. By the way, guys, I was going to mention to you that they finally caught the guy that tried to carjack the KPRC news van yesterday morning.
Oh, yeah?
Typical Nick. They got him. Compliments of the University of Houston Police Department near campus. 29-year-old student, so I guess he's been at it a while. They just said they caught him around 11 a.m. They had the help of the University of Houston Police Department, and they found, first of all, he crashed the stolen Chevy Malibu, then tried to take the KPRC news van, then took the cop car, then got away. But Alex Allen Jenkins, charged with aggravated robbery and assault of a peace officer.
Oh, Alex.
Shame on you, sir.
You screwed it up.
Yeah, so we did find out, by the way, Barry, the two officers were HPD prisoner transport officers.
Oh no!
So transporting a prisoner. You would think they still would have a gun, but they had the juvenile suspect in the car who was dropped off a few blocks from the incident.
Yeah, that's not good.
They found him two blocks down the street. He turned himself.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you for being honest, sir.
Got him.
A couple of texts. In fact, I have a bunch of them that I need to get through that I wanted to before we get too far removed from it. But somebody said for Way Back Wednesday, number one songs back when. We won in 94.
I take it that's the Rockets.
Yes. So number one songs that were available back in 94 for Way Back Wednesday. What do you guys think of the Texans-Jags game? Will it be close call or a blowout by either team? So we'll probably get to that a little later. Maybe tomorrow-ish.
Tomorrow we got to because you're skipping town after that.
Yeah,
so.
And we have remotes Thursday and Friday, so I won't be able to do the show from Portland. So I will be back with you on Monday. So we'll have to talk some football tomorrow before I get out of here. At least do picks, or maybe just text me the picks for Friday, and I'll send you mine. How about that? What the hell is going on here with my pewter? In all fairness, Nick has the only decent radio voice on the show.
See, I knew we opened up ourselves for that.
That's just a troll.
And
for
I bet the person texting that sounds like Patrick Mahomes. I really do.
Somebody said, Joel, we feel the same way about your voice.
Oh, there you go.
That's when you said
you can suck it, kiss my ass, look in the mirror, and know life ain't great.
Songs from the city who you believe will make the playoffs in the West. Now, this is not a bad idea. And here's why.
Yeah, it is, because Milwaukee, as we've covered in the past, when I've got screwed with that idea.
You only need 8 songs. There's 8 slots in the playoffs. So everybody submits them in the order that you think the teams would. I like it. I think it's a good idea. You submit let's say you say you think Houston's going to be second in the West. So your second song on your list is Ghetto Boys, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. And then in parentheses, just put H-O-U. And then they know that this is my pick, Rockets second seed in the West. I think it's a good idea. I think it might be too much thinking.
I mean, I'm okay with it.
You can kiss my ass. But.
It's too much.
I'm okay
it might
with
be
it.
Too smart for you guys.
And kiss my ass again. Take the other cheek in this one.
Nick Bosa withdrawing from Ohio State to focus on the NFL.
Questions? I teased it earlier. A little bit surprised simply because Ohio State obviously is in contention for the national championship. He's been hurt, much like his brother is with the Chargers. But completely withdrawing from school to try and get healthy, rehab, and work out, getting ready for the draft. Like, there's no doubt if he's healthy, top 5 pick.
Yeah.
Him and Ed Oliver are going to be top of the defensive wish list for defensive linemen. So, but is it, there's a couple of different things to ask. You know, is it the right decision to make? Is he leaving his teammates high and dry at Ohio State?
How many of those teammates do you think would stay for him and pass up millions of dollars? That's the thing is I think we're quick to look at that and go, oh man, he's what a sellout. How are you going to leave that university and those guys and that coaching staff, man, you don't think those coaches, if they got more money somewhere else, they're bolting? If the NFL came calling to a guy that had no shot at ever making the league and said, listen, I know that you aren't going to be good, but I'm going to give you $4 million just in case. You want to, that dude, if you never play again starting right now, that dude would be like, skip done. It.
Yep, gone.
I'm out. So I'm not going to begrudge a guy that can go and potentially get millions of dollars and say that he should be loyal to the college. And the college isn't loyal to him. I mean, what the hell?
I think it's still kind of a new trend, and I think people are still getting used to it. But I expect it to happen more often. And when it does, I think people will be more accepting of it. But I'm not faulting. I'm with you. I'm not faulting him for doing that at all.
People go for theirs. I mean, dude, the coaches do it all the time. Coaches leave for more money.
Oh, that's
all
the biggest thing. Coaches always criticize the players for moves like this, but no one leaves them high and dry better than a coach who bigger, better deals them to get somewhere else.
Yeah.
And I feel like the players that are making this decision, they never regret it. They have such conviction when they do make the decision. Like, yeah, not playing. Sitting out. Not playing for Ohio State.
Fellas. Boy. Guess who the Niners are signing to help their quarterback woes?
Who?
Tom Savage.
Yeesh.
Yikes.
I don't know. Texans backups are 1-0 this year.
Yeah, Brock. And guess who's on their schedule later in the year?
I guess now, here's
the
Keenum's not.
Can you imagine if Tannehill's still not healthy?
I did see somewhere, though, I have it in the news and notes section, when Tannehill's
said,
healthy.
Yeah, Gay said when Tannehill's healthy, he's the man. But at the same time, if you're looking for a little extra oomph in a game later in the season, pretty sure the Texans and Dolphins play coming up here.
No, that would be funny.
So if Brock comes back, that would be interesting.
That would be fantastic, yeah.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. Speaking of radio voices and my impersonations you guys kill, number one is on line number one. Clarence will get you to start hour number three. We're also going to be joined by the Sports Mappers coming up here at the top of the hour, which will allow us to simulcast till 4. Blitz will do the same till 7, so your entertainment and enjoyment purposes are doubled up with 2 FM stations. So hang tight and be with us as we continue to roll into hour number 3 right here on The Usual Suspects. Nick Berry and I will be back, and you can reach us if you want, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Final hour around the corner.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.